everybody into the shower. Let's go. Come on, everybody. In the shower. Come on. Oh, you fat lady, you can't go in there. No, hold it. You can't fit in there with those guys. No, come on. Everybody into the shower. Let's go. Except for you, lady. Here we are, and it's, what time is it? 8:30 after 8 o'clock? This is what you call your basic airlines, my friends. One airline, just got one of them here. Our phone number is 672-1000. The area code is 703, and we are here every Sunday night, in a matter of speaking, and 8 until 10:30. And our number is 672-1000, the area code 703. Now, the basic plot of this tragedy is for you to call in. You don't win nothing, you just get to talk a lot. Now, I'd like for you to call in and talk a lot. Now, I'd like to say, first of all, I guess what we should do is tell Bob Barnett stories, because he's gone. But I don't have any Bob Barnett stories to tell, really. He's a nice guy. And I'm sorry to see him go, because he's a swell guy. And we're going to miss the People's Choice, and we're going to miss Bob, too. So, but he's moved on. He's gone to a radio station in Stanton. He's going to be the news director there. And I hope he does very well. Of course, I know he will, because he's a swell guy. And it's now 10 after 8 o'clock. Well, you know, last shows and stuff like that are kind of good. Bob just did his last show. And I was just talking about the shower routine. When was the last time you were in the shower with a bunch of people? I mean, the last time that you actually took a group shower. It was had to be in school. College, high school, depending on which you went to. Phys ed class, the coach, all right, everybody in the shower, come on. Depending if you had even the phys ed teachers, camp too, right? The phys ed teachers, even the female types, they usually come on like that, you know. I don't know. I've never been told to get in the shower by a phys ed teacher that's a female, but all right, you guys, in the shower. All right, you girls, in the shower. Let's go. Come on, move. Come on, let's go. In the shower. We gotta get in the shower. But that was the last time I did that. Was the last time I want to do that. And last shows are always sad. I had to do a couple of last shows, and Bob just did his last show. And I don't know. I'm just gonna. I'm sorry to see Bob go. When's the last time you did a last thing, David? Yesterday. What'd you do last thing? You did what? The ball game. That's the last time you do that. Well, David did the ball game yesterday. He says that's the last time he does it. Well, so we say to that. I'd like to introduce a member of the staff, Rubber Ducky. Been a constant member. This duck has appeared on the People's Choice, and you may think I'm kidding about a rubber duck, but friends, this is a real rubber duck. Now, last time I had a rubber duck was, I never had one, as a matter of fact. I had an Avon whale. It used to float around in the tub. And, I don't know. You know, this is the last time you're going to hear this program, too. We are quitting this program, the airline. I'm serious. So this is the last program that we're going to have entitled Airline, the last one you'll get to call in on. So you better get your calls in here pretty quick. We decided that this program was not meeting the criteria set originally for it, and so we axed it, so to speak. This is the last one, so it's too bad. I'm not happy about it. Of course, I'm going to miss you guys. I'll be here during the day, of course, but it's different. A two-way street's always better than one, and I don't know. It's just, this is going to be the last airline. Last People's Choice. Bob Barnett just did that, and this is the last airline. Get all choked up just thinking about it, I tell you. So call us up, 672-1000. The area code is 703. And we'll be back after this.
It looks like a cola, but it's not. I just had to try the special taste it's got. Funny how things can look the same. But a cola's just a cola, no matter what its name. So don't you believe nobody else. You go and find out for yourself. Dr. Pepper, so misunderstood. And it tastes
The Bicentennial Summer Street Sale is coming to Orange on Saturday, August 2nd. There'll be fun in the sun shopping and browsing for everyone. Pets, plants, art displays, handicrafts of all kinds, clothing from the Revolutionary period, homemade ice cream, fried chicken, watermelon, and the usual hot dogs and hamburgers. Almost every merchant in Orange will offer reduced prices on selected items. Main Street in Orange will be closed to all traffic and open only to pedestrians between 9 and 4:30 on Saturday, August 2nd, from Bellevue Avenue at the Post Office to Bird Street at Gill Hardware. You will have fun and find excellent values in Orange on Saturday, August 2nd, during the Bicentennial Summer Street Sale.
If you're bothered by hay fever, you're bothered by only one of many types of allergies. And this Monday at 1, we'll be talking about allergies with a doctor who specializes in treating allergies. Be listening this Monday at 1.
It's 8:15. This is Airline 672-1000. The area code is 703. Why, I remember that first call. It's a little guy talking about flying balloons. Why, I remember all those endless hours of talking to the people in Radio Land. Gee, what conversations we had. I remember all those conversations about, well, playing rubber bands in your teeth. Duets. I remember Bill O'Baggins. Those were the days, right? This is the last Airline program. 672-1000, area code 703. We do have a call. Good evening. You are on the air.
My name is Mike Woodard, and I live at Montpelier Station.
Hi, Mike Woodard, out there in Montpelier. How are you?
I'm pretty good, and I'd like to request that y'all have some more people's choices. Well, I don't usually get my songs played, but I like the music on it.
Well, I tell you, Mike, is that your name, Michael?
Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to give you an extra tag. Mike, I tell you, what happened with Bob was that he got another job. He had to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's going to be news director. As a matter of fact, he's working tonight. The program was on tape, you know.
Well, could you get that lady to play him?
That lady? You mean Jean Love?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm a man. Mike, well, no, Jean, she's on the air all afternoon, and you don't want her working into the late night hours, do you?
No, sir.
Who would you suggest do it?
Sir?
Who would you suggest we get to do it?
Any kind of a disc jockey.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go see if we can buy one somewhere.
Well, anyway, my buddy is Mark Souther, and he requests a lot of stuff, and we like it.
Well,
me and him do.
I'm glad. Well, we'll have to keep it in mind, you know. I don't know what we're going to do with that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I'm glad you called anyway, and we'll keep it in mind. I know a lot of people did like the program, highly successful, and...
Yeah, I listen to it just about every Sunday.
Well, that's good. Well, we'll keep it in mind. What else would you like to see if you had a choice B besides People's Choice?
This right now, Open Air.
Oh, well, we're getting the axe, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going off, too.
You could get somebody to do it, couldn't you?
Well, I'm going to be here, you see. No, this program didn't meet the criteria we set for it, therefore we're taking it off.
I got a buddy right here I'd like to talk.
Okay.
He's running outside.
Well, I guess he doesn't want to talk. Listen, Mike,
he's bashful.
Well, I reckon he is. Okay, we'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, when the guy leaves, what can you do? I mean, these were experimental programs in the beginning. Very experimental. And, we've run for 4.5 months. What do you think about them? What do you think about this program in particular? What do you just think? I'd like to hear from you. This is the last Airline show, and I'm Russ Roberts. It's now 18 after 8 o'clock. What's on the tube now? What do we got? Kojak on? Kojak's just shooting up people today. He's just, you know, how many people has Kojak killed in the last week? Who wants to watch that on TV? I tell you, friends, nobody wants to watch it. Violence. Kojak is a funny character. He is just one of these people that really gets all up in the air about shooting people. Now, they try to make Kojak a human person by giving him a lollipop. Does that do it? I don't know. Steve McGarrett and Kojak are two of the biggest do-awayers of people I know on the air, and I don't really like that too much. Frank Cannon, now, he doesn't shoot too many people. He shoots them every now and then, but He usually is less violent than say your Kojak. Do we have a call here, David? Not yet. You're setting them up. Okay, let's do the weather here first, and then maybe we'll have a call for you. Both lines are tied up now. I don't know what the story is, but we're bound to get at least one call out of this in here. Fair tonight and Monday, a low tonight in the mid-60s. Highs Monday, 65 to 70. What is this? It says highs Monday night, 65 to 70. Hey, somebody gave me a bum forecast. Who's responsible for this? All right, who wrote this? Will the guy that wrote this step forward? All right, come on now. I just skipped that part, huh? Let me just strike that out right there. I don't need that. Mostly sunny Monday, a high in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy Tuesday, a high in the mid-80s. Same thing. Chance of rain is near zero tonight, 10% tomorrow, and 20% Monday night. Winds will be variable, less than 10 miles per hour tonight, mostly southwest, under 10 miles an hour Monday. Right now, 80 degrees Fahrenheit, 26.6 Celsius, and the relative humidity is 63%. We have a line open if you'd like to call 672-1000 on the last airline show. We have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, is there going to be another People's Choice on?
No.
Oh.
Not any time in the near future.
Well, I liked your program a lot, and I've been calling a lot, too.
What's that, on People's Choice?
Right.
Yeah. You like the records, huh?
Yes, I love them. That's why I called.
Yeah, you've been calling this show, too, huh?
Yeah, I called this is my first time on airline.
Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I just thought I recognized your voice. What kind of music did you like?
On People's Choice?
Yeah.
I like the John Denver kind, the Carpenters.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
And Elvis Presley and the other ones.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Bow, bow. You like that one? Who did that one?
I'm not sure.
Elvis did it.
Oh, I didn't hear him. I heard Jailhouse Rock from him.
You should have heard that jailbird singing that rock. Bow, bow, bow. Right? Is that it?
Yeah.
That's
the one he sang real fast.
That's it.
Yeah, that one.
That's good, right? Well, I don't know what we're going to do about People's Choice. I don't know. You know, Bob left, and Bob Barnett was the guy that ran the show, and, well, I don't know. We'll, keep it in the old hat and see what develops. All right?
Okay, I really liked it a lot, and I joined it a lot, too.
Well, that's really good. Mighty fine of you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, take care of yourself.
Okay, I'll see you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, okay. That's the last People's Choice, boy, and people, I guess, are kind of going to miss it, right? It's 22 after 8 o'clock now at Airline. Monday night at Porterfield Park, the Little League Senators meet the Giants, ba-doom, in the championship game of the Minor League Division. Then the Dodgers meet the Braves in the second game of their best-of-three series. There will be a third game, if necessary, to determine the Major League winners. Winner. Just one team is going to win, friends. You got to watch this one. Then trophies will be presented to the winners, including the most valuable player in each division. Join Bill Little and Bob Wade, Little Bill and Big Bob, for the play-by-play broadcast starting at 6:30 tomorrow, July 18th. 28th, I'm sorry. Or be at Porterfield Park for Peanut League playoff action. Okie dokie. We'll be there. I'll sure guarantee that one. All right. All right, friends and neighbors, give us a call here. 672-1000. The area code is 703. This is the last time you'll hear Airline now. This weekend, now, I'm basically an autonomous person. I can get along without other people. Now, this weekend was a weirdie. I think I've been in the presence of at least a dozen people since, Friday night. It was a weird one, man. I swear. It was just people all over creation. I was in Washington, D.C. last night. Now, this is a phenomenon that takes place up there. I've heard, and I hadn't seen it before. I was on M Street, and I don't know whether you've ever been to M Street or not. That's where the FCC office is. And that's where we all had to go to get our licenses. But on down the pike a little bit toward Key Bridge is what you call Georgetown. Now, back in the late 50s, early 60s, beatniks hung out there. I remember that, and they were kind of... we've talked about beatniks on this program before. And they were just, you know, had little goatees, except for the women. And they wore funny clothes. Now, beatniks kind of gave way in the 60s to hippies. Now, I remember walking downtown Georgetown back in the 60s, and there'd be hippies all over the street. You know, hippie here, hippie there, man. They'd be all over the street. That's what they said, man. They said that a lot. Matter of fact, the beatniks used to say that a lot. Yeah, man. They were really big on improvisational jazz, by the way. And our lines are open. 6721000, area code 703 on the last airline. 6721000, the area code 703. Now, what has taken place in Georgetown is kind of a metamorphosis, actually. The beatniks and hippies have moved out. Yes, there still are the little stores, the specialty shops. You can go down there and buy just about anything. And I mean anything. But the people have changed. They've become more, shall we say, well-to-do, and they dress better. As a whole, I mean, nobody puts on a tuxedo. Well, yes, as a matter of fact, they do. I saw a guy in a tuxedo last night in Georgetown. Now, at 11:30 at night, here I am cruising across Key Bridge going to downtown Georgetown on the outskirts of D.C. And laws of me, there was a traffic jam bigger than the entire city of Bloomington, Illinois. More cars than in the entire Central American state of Illinois on M Street. Now, M Street's got two lanes that run east and two lanes that run west. And I got on there with my little car, and I said, whew, I don't believe this. This is 11:30 at night. Now, coming from this country like I do, this was a real experience for John Boy. I said, wow, man, this is almost outer space. It's 11:30 at night. Have you ever run through Orange at 11:30 at night? Or Madison or Culpeper? You can pretty well just say, yep, there's the end of the town right there, and, you know, zip on through without seeing anybody except an occasional constable. In Georgetown, here I am, sandwiched in. This is at night. Now, I'm not used to doing this at 11:30 at night. In the daytime, during rush hour, I can cope with a traffic jam. Okay, I stick my snout into the traffic flow off Key Bridge and have to muscle my way into a line of traffic. And I'm out to have a good time. These people are all out to have a good time now. Nobody gets radical. What was the tie-up? Why was there a traffic jam in Georgetown at 11:30? Well, I rolled down the window and said, hey, what's going on here? How come there's so much traffic here in Georgetown at 11:30 at night? It's Saturday. I realize that, and I understand all these people are out here having a good time. How come there's so much traffic here? And some guy says, hey, I don't know, man. He said, yeah, this is the truth. I don't know, man. Hey. I said, I thought you guys had left Georgetown about 10 years ago. Hey, no, we're still here, man. Hey. It pulls a Neanderthal routine on me. Hey, man. I said, hey, listen now. Why are so many cars here?
They're always here, man.
I said, no, hold on a minute. You mean to tell me there's more cars than in the entire city of Bloomington, Illinois, and Georgetown Saturday night?
Yeah, that's basically it, right, yeah.
I said, where'd you fall in here?
Oh, I've been here since 64. On M Street, man, I ain't moved.
He's sitting in a 64 Chevy.
His car was new when I came here. I only got 3 miles on it now.
11 years later, this guy's still there. Oh, wow, what have I gotten into? What's the tie-up? I know that this guy is putting me on, of course, but a little further down the road, I finally sneak by. I'm talking a little further. I mean a little further. This is like 25 feet. I finally make it an hour later. I'm late for the movie. And the people in the car with me, we're having a big time. Might as well make the best of it. It's kind of like being stuck on a bridge that opens up. You ever done that? You see a battleship move across a bridge that has to open up. And so for the next 2 hours or so, you're stuck in a traffic tie-up with a bunch of other cars. This is basically the same thing they have in Georgetown Saturday night. But the problem was, I got up a little further, and there was a police car stalled in the road. Now, that's kind of like having Ann Landers get a divorce. This guy's got his little red lights on, and everybody says, "Hey, you're stalled in the road." Yeah, he's kind of embarrassed. You could see he was red in the face too. Poor guy, I felt sorry for him. And I went down. Finally, I got around this police car that was stalled in the road, and come to find out, they've got lady cops there that work at night. Now, I don't know about you, but I am intimidated by a lady cop. This lady cop was writing a guy a ticket. It was 12 o'clock at night, and she was at it. It's a culture shock. A lady cop in uniform at 11 o'clock at night. 12 o'clock. And she's out writing tickets. Of course, I'm intimidated by not only lady cops, I'm intimidated by male cops, too. I get pulled once every 6 months or so, usually for a traffic check or something. I'm always the friendliest guy in the world. Yeah, sure, a license? Yeah, okay. Want my wallet? Hey, take the shirt, man. No, I don't dig being pulled over by policemen. It's just, oh, wow. Ever since you were a little kid, you've been told, the policemen are the power in the land. They're going to keep you on the straight and narrow, my friend. So when I get pulled by one, I usually say, whew, I've been pulled by a policeman. Listen, my friends, we've got to tie up the telephone lines here. 672-1000, the area code is 703. This is the very last airline show. The very last one. And I would love to hear from you tonight. All the people that have called up in the past, if you're listening now, listen, call up and say a few words to us, because this is the last time that we'll be on Sunday night. But anyway, getting back, I was, like I said, there was many, many people in Georgetown, and I was surrounded by these throngs of humanity trying to save themselves. And then I came home, and there was people all over the place. And this never happens. I had five people in the house at once. Wow. Yeah. Duck gives an editorial comment. It's 8:30 WJMA, AM and FM in Orange. I'm Russ Roberts, and this is Airline, and I'd love for you to call. This is the last time. Usually this program picks up around 9 o'clock. That's been the trend so far for these 4.5 months. So do call us, 672-1000. The area code is 703.
From Jamestown by the sea, through this beautiful land of our history, Virginia is yours to love.
Some of the most spectacular sights on earth are waiting for you to see right here at home in Virginia. The soaring beauty of the Skyline Drive, golden beaches and glowing caverns, Mount Vernon and Monticello, Jamestown and Yorktown, a quiet stroll down a colonial Williamsburg street, excitement and drama, history and fun. Everything you love is here. So this vacation, reach out to a world filled with wonder as far as the eye can see. Reach out and discover Virginia.
She's out there waiting for you. There's so much you're gonna love to do. Virginia is yours to love.
I like the way the forest sounds, the way the leaves rustle in the wind and fall to the ground and crunch under your feet, the way the birds sing and the chipmunks chatter.
Oh, yeah.
The way a squirrel scrambles up a tree.
Like them squirrels.
I like the way the forest smells, too.
Oh, me too, Ray.
Air's fresh.
Yeah.
And you can tell the difference between one kind of tree and another just by smelling.
How? Oh, smell.
Did you know we can destroy all that beauty in just one careless second?
One second.
That's why I'm asking you to please be careful with fire.
Okay.
Because when we lose a forest, we lose a lot more than meets the eye.
How do you know?
I ought to know.
Oh.
I'm Ray Charles.
Oh, Ray. You're right. Public service.
A public service on behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
How you like that in stereo, huh? Oh, yeah, it's 27 before 9 o'clock. This is Airline, 672-1000, area code 703, the very last one. Oh, listen, I was at the fair the other night. Oh, listen, that was great. I met a lot of people that I've talked to on this program, and that was really great. And the funny thing about it is that the broadcast was over for me. Friday night, 9 o'clock, I signed off. I said, I'm going home, friends. That's it. That's the end of the program. Okay, so I see this girl I haven't seen in a long time, so I say, you want to get a hot dog? Oh, okay, or something. I don't know what happened. That was unimportant, who the girl was. That didn't work out. So anyway, I'm going out the door to get a hot dog, you see. I want mustard and onions. I ate a hot dog for breakfast, and that was such a great hot dog there at the fair. I said, oh, I got to have another one for a dessert here. So I'm going out after my hot dog, and I walk out the door. Oh, looky there, Smokey the Bear is standing there, live and in color. Oh, that was almost as bad as the lady cop. I walked past, I said to myself, oh no, Smokey the Bear. Oh, he's really here. Oh, Smokey the Bear. Here I am. I'm not exactly what you'd call 12 years old. And Smokey the Bear is standing there in the room, and I'm saying, oh, Smokey the Bear is here. Now, what is there about Smokey the Bear that made me feel like this? So I walk past Smokey the Bear, and I'm staring. And I know there's a man inside the suit. Man like me, like David, just regular guy, two eyes, a nose, mouth, in this bear suit. He's about 6 feet tall. The hat makes him taller than I am. I'm looking eye level into this bear's snout. I know there's a man in that bear. This guy got a fuzzy carpet all over wrapped around him with a little hat and the eyeballs, And he's not even looking at the eyeballs. He's looking out the nose. The two nostrils is what he's staring out of at you. If you look into the Smokey the Bear costume nostril, you'll see the guy staring at you. Oh, he ate him. This guy is, I know that he's a man. But I walk by, and I'm staring at this guy, I kind of hedging around. I didn't want to walk right past and not say anything, so I said, hey, Smokey Bear. All right. Oh, wow. So Smokey the Bear reaches out and grabs my hand and starts shaking it. I about had a heart attack, I said, whoosh, Smokey the Bear is shaking, and it was a furry, carpety hand. Oh, wow, yeah. I don't know whether you've ever had anything, really shock you. The trouble is I'd been up kind of late, not late, but long. I'd been working a long time, and I guess it was just kind of a jet lag sort of effect that Smokey the Bear was really there shaking my hand. I said, phew. I guess it's all those years of, kind of like the cops, the years of Smokey the Bear as a national hero. Smokey is retired. What did they give him? After 25 years of service, to the nation. And now we're running these commercials here, these public service announcements, saying that thanks to Smokey the Bear, we have saved thousands upon thousands of acres of forest. Now, forest is valuable. It makes paper. And it makes wood. Makes chairs. Oh, by the way, I get a new chair right here in the seat, and I go off the air with the program. I don't get to sit in my new chair anymore after this night, so I'm enjoying my new chair. And it isn't wood, it's plastic. I was just faking you out. So it's comfortable, too. It's got one of these backs that just kind of bends. I think it's made out of some kind of fiberglass or something. Wouldn't you say this is fiberglass or something like that? Not quite. It's kind of quasi-fiber plastic, I guess. Pseudo fiberglass is what you'd call it. Listen, I want some calls tonight. This is the last time, and this program is going to go out with a bang. 672-1000, the area code is 703. But after 25 years of service to the country, saving all this wood, paper, what do they give Smokey the Bear? Well, they ship him and Mrs. Bear out to Tucson or somewhere to retire. Now, that bear has been leading a life of leisure since 1952. He's been sitting back in the National Zoo and just sitting back there. They ship the bear out with his wife to retire and give him a watch. I kid you not, Smokey the Bear gets a watch. I read that and I said, oh, come now. I mean, Smokey the Bear would rather have something good, like a new hat. A new pair of jeans, maybe a new belt buckle, says Smokey. Smokey, 25 years, you know, the quarter-centennial commemorative belt buckle, you know, Smokey, 25 years, 25th anniversary. You know, he gets a watch, self-winding, but, oh, wow, it's amazing what people do. We need some calls, 672-1000. What is that bear going to do with a watch? Area code is 703. Come on, call us up tonight. We need the calls. The last airline show, 672-1000. You're not wondering why I'm why we're not going to do this anymore, evidently, huh? Hmm. I guess nobody cares, David. They don't care anymore. They just don't care anymore. It's just they don't care where the show is going. Do they care? Are we moving to Biloxi, Mississippi? Ah, someone cares. We get a phone call. Bombado. Bombado. Yantada. Boo-doo-be the last airline show. Bombada. Oh, delightful music. Oh, yes, that's what I like to hear. Oh, delightful. 20 before 9 o'clock here at Airline. Call us up tonight because this is the last one. The last show. We do have a call now. I knew that'd work. Hey, you know, you hit them with the sentimental, you know, you don't care routine, and they come on, yeah. Okay, let's put them on the air, David. Hello, you're on the air.
Why you're not going to have Airline anymore.
Well, hey, gee, wonder what brought that to your mind. Well, I'll tell you, because we've decided that it wasn't meeting the criteria we had originally set up for it. So we're cutting out of town. We're going to take the program off and do something else Sunday night. You see, we originally had scheduled this program to be full of calls, and the program wasn't chock full of calls, you understand?
Yeah.
And so off we go.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, I guess that answered her question. Do we have a line two call? Okay, let's see. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
I'd like to say I'm sorry you're taking Airlines off the air.
Why?
I really liked it.
Now, what'd you like about it?
Oh, I thought it was a good show.
Like what?
Like what?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. It was just a fun thing to listen to on Sunday night.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. I kind of enjoyed it. I don't know. What would you do in this time slot? What would you like to see done in this time slot?
Oh, I don't know.
Now, think about it. You know, suppose you were in charge of programming the station. What would you put on this in this time slot?
I don't know. I'd like to put Airlines back on it.
Well, that's an interesting proposition. I don't know. But suppose you can't have Airline, you can't have People's Choice. What would you have?
I don't know.
Think about it now. Come on. Stretch your neurons a little bit here. Putting you on the spot. You realize that?
Yeah.
Huh? You realize you're being put on the spot. The spot. This is it. All right. What would you do? Top 40? Top 40 music?
I don't know.
Hi, gang. This is your top 40 jock here. You wouldn't want that, huh?
Not on a Sunday night.
No, kind of. What do you like to do on a Sunday night?
Oh, I don't know. Sit around.
Sit around, listen to the radio, huh?
Right.
Yeah. That's what I do. I don't know if you've noticed that or not, but I just sit around here on the radio Sunday nights.
Right.
Kind of fun from this end, you know? We're going to, I don't know, we just decided this program wasn't meeting the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's it. But you don't have any idea what you'd do. I mean, no suggestions. Perhaps your suggestion would be taken up. Because we're still in a state of flux here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not sure what we do. But maybe we could get somebody else to call in, see what they'd like to have on the air. Thanks for your call anyway. Nice of you to call, right?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okie dokie. Here we are. It's now 17 before 9 o'clock. The weather. Go through this again. Boy, I don't know who wrote this, but they must have... I don't know. I think they're... They wrote a bunch of weird things on the weather. It doesn't even make sense. Okay, well, this first line is pretty straightforward. Fair tonight and Monday, a low tonight in the 60s. And I guess what they mean is highs Monday in the 70s, but then they repeat themselves and say mostly sunny Monday, which they've already said anyway, a high in the mid-80s. So there's really no way we can tell what's supposed to happen. It's either going to be fair or it's going to be mostly sunny. Six of one, eight of the other. But right now, it's 77 degrees Fahrenheit. That's 25 Celsius. The relative humidity is 70%. Good evening. You're on Airline.
Hi.
Hi.
You said earlier that the People's Choice program was taken off because of the DJ leaving.
Yes.
And that this show would be taken off because it doesn't meet the criteria.
Right.
Well, why don't you do People's Choice in both time periods since you get such a good response on People's Choice?
You mean do 4.5 hours of People's Choice?
Yeah.
Because that, I don't think that program would be filled up. I really don't.
Yeah?
No, that program, too, was very, very hard to do. It took, you would think that it would just be like a regular record show, but it's not. It takes about 3 times as long as a normal 2-hour show to do, because there's so much strange research that has to be done. Like when somebody calls up and they say they want to hear Yiddish folk songs made famous by Bing Crosby, sung by the United States Air Force Navy Band. It's kind of,
that's a little far-fetched.
Yeah, it is, but some of this, that was just, like you say, an exaggerated thing of what does. But some people call up for very strange things, and it takes a long time. Hmm. And the program was taped, and I'm on the air something in the order of 28 hours a week anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think I could pull it off.
Well, it was good. I think everybody that I talked to enjoyed it. And
yeah.
I would like to see it back on because, Ted, you know, you get what you want then.
Well, we'll see what we can do. I'll put this in the suggestion box, too.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All righty. Love that slick production work there. Whew. Right in the ear. Boy, you don't know what that does in the earphone. It's just kind of like a dropping an anvil in there. That's now 15 before 9 o'clock. And our number is 672-1000. The area code is 703. We have a call here, I assume. Good evening. This is Airline, and you're on the air.
Good evening, Russ.
How are you?
Just fine. This is Jim Chamley. I have a couple of suggestions.
All right, Jim.
For potential shows.
Okay.
Other stations around the country have at times run takeoffs on favorite shows. There have been several an example might be Chicken Man or Super Chicken or one of those. I was wondering if you had any of those in your tape bank.
No, we don't. Not right off the bat. You're talking, I know that Super Chicken was run, about 5 or 6 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, now how long was that program?
I think it ran for years. It first started in Chicago.
Right, CFL, I think, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. And I don't know, we don't have it right now, and they're not doing Super Chicken or anything on that order, as far as I know. I haven't heard anything like that in years. We don't have it here,
mm-hmm.
nor anything else like that. Now, what do you think about radio dramas?
Oh, radio dramas would be good.
A
number of those have been brought back from archives or whatever. Inner Sanctum.
Yeah.
Green Hornet and others.
Yeah. Yeah, now they've got the new one, too. The CBS people do a nightly one. I don't know if you've heard that or not.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a mystery. They call it the CBS Mystery Theater. I don't want to plug in somebody else's network, but that's okay. They're the only people that do it. And that comes on, I don't know what time at night, but it's a pretty decent thing. I think the guy that used to be on The Defenders is the narrator of that. I can't recall his name right off the bat, but that's a pretty good show.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that would go over pretty big in a place like this?
Sure, I think there would be enough people to enjoy that sort of thing.
Now, what do you
could scare up many amateur writers?
Pardon me?
Ask for amateur writers to come up with something, possibly.
Yeah, we're talking about an awful lot of production time when we want to do these things locally. You think that'd be worth it? To spend 10 hours a week on a 1-hour program, for instance. See, because
I think it might be if you had the inclination and talent to
get
interested in it.
Could be. Well, maybe. Would you be interested in writing something like that?
I might be interested, but I don't know that I'd have the talent.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I'll write that down, too. I'm writing down all these suggestions, so we can, think about them, mull them over, and see what we can do with them. All right, thanks for calling, Jim, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Right, so long.
Bye.
All righty. Yes, I'd like to, find out what people think about what ought to be in this time slot. 672-1000, the area code is 703, the last airline program. So far, nobody has said anything about talk radio, as a whole. I mean, what do you think of talk radio? Now, I don't know whether you guys are aware of it or not, but one of the the people that we stole this format from, basically, has moved his talk show. As a matter of fact, he's taken it off the air. Bob Lacey is who I'm talking about. Now, we had Bob on our second show, and he's not on anymore either. He has moved to mornings at his radio station. He's not on anymore. Now, do you think that the airline and or Bob Lacey type of radio format is dead? That's it takes a little thought, but I think that we, like I said, I've said this many times, probably every week, that the nighttime talk show listenership is usually more intelligent, able to think better than, that's just because they're more intelligent than the Kojak crowd. That's true. Now, it probably just has somebody that's just cruising around the dial during Kojak during the breaks there. Oh, let's see what's on the radio. I don't want to listen to these soap commercials here. And then he says, oh, what is this? I'm watching Kojak and I'm not smarter than these people here? Sorry, I didn't mean to offend, but it's true. What can I say? I just read statistics. I don't make them up. You think the talk show format like this is on its way out? I don't know. It's relatively new, I would say 15 years, but has it run its course? Do you enjoy listening to talk shows like this? I obviously do, or else I wouldn't have started one like this. But we were discussing this the other day when we were talking about taking this show off the air, if this kind of format is not what people are after today. What do you want? Do you want a program that deals with the social economic issues of the day? Do you want to sit around and talk about, let's see, what are the popular problems today? We have the economy. Oh, yes, that's a good one. How about politics? Oh, those two run hand in hand. Now, there are programs like that, and they're on, and they're pretty popular. Now, we have a program here that deals largely with anything you have on your mind, the open mic program in the daytime. In the morning, that deals with some pretty controversial topics. Now, this format is non-controversial conversation. When we first started it, we called it Around the Cracker Barrel Discussions without the Cracker Barrel. We don't have a general store anymore that we can sit around and chaw with the neighbors. Now, maybe that was the death of the general store. We didn't think of that. Could be, huh? Maybe the reason that the general store died out is because people got too busy to sit around and talk. I don't know. Is that what happened? Do you think that's what happened? I don't know. Perhaps that's what it was. But the political, economic, and otherwise high emotional building, high emotion building talk shows seem to be going fairly well. People really can get up for that kind of stuff. I'm not trying to, I'm just trying to make suggestions. What do you want? 672-1000, the area code is 703, and that's our number here at Airline. And, if you have something else you'd like to talk about tonight, that's fine. This is the last Airline show, and I'd like to find out what you think. And we'll be here until about 10:30 tonight. So do call us, 672-1000, the area code is 703. You are my... What's that song go like? I don't know. I saw a show today that was really kind of weird. Clark Gable was in it. My father looks exactly like Clark Gable. Now, I've told my mother this, and she says, you're out of your mind. I said, what's wrong with Clark Gable? Dad looks just like Clark Gable. I'm telling you, he looks like Clark Gable. You're out of your mind, she says twice. She says it thrice. And four times. Yawn. And... No, he does, and I've told my mother on various occasions that is what first attracted her to my dad, was the fact that he looked like Clark Gable.
Well, frankly, Scarlett,
he doesn't talk like Clark Gable. He talks more like me than Clark Gable. I talk like him, I guess, is the way it goes, but Clark Gable is... How did you meet your husband? How did you meet your wife? Was it really kind of a strange deal? I think my parents met on an army dance back, I don't know, just after the Versailles Treaty or something. I don't know when it was. And they were at a dance, and my mom says, Clark Gable is in the room. She didn't know that. It was kind of a subliminal message that she didn't realize was happening to her, but that's the way it is. Clark Gable strolled into the room, kind of swarthy, and she said, oh, yes, that's the guy, all right. Now, my grandmother was telling me not too long ago about how she met my grandfather. She says that she kept her eye on him for nigh on 10 years. And finally hooked him. She says, yeah, I saw that ad, and he was going to be my husband. I had it figured out from the beginning. Now, when she met, when she first met my grandfather, she was only, I don't know, 12, maybe? But she had him all picked out. She had him staked out, and she kept her eye on every other girl that messed around with him. And I don't know what she would have done if he decided to take another tack, but he didn't, and they had a real fine life together, I'll tell you. It's now 9:05, airline 672-1000. The area code is 703. 672-1000, 1-000, that's 703. How do you say that another way? 672-10-00, area code 703, I'm sorry. Ba-doo-doo-doo, 672-1000-00. Now that makes it 10,000, doesn't it? Can't do it that way. Okay, we start from the beginning, go the area code routine. All right, the big area code routine. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Area code 703-672-1000. That's our phone number, and I'm just messing around because I do want you to call tonight. I refuse to sit around and just talk tonight because I want you to join in this last airline show. I mean, this is a big break for you guys. And I especially want the people to call up that have called up before. Now, you don't have to talk about anything. Just call up and say, pull the Neanderthal routine if you want to. Do like the rubber ducky. He doesn't have much to say. He just sits around, you know. Yeah, duck, that's kind of cool. Right, hey, that's, you know what he's saying, don't you? He says, yeah, I don't have anything to say. I just sit around and make a lot of noise. Duck, yeah, how do you feel about the current economic situation in the United States today, duck? Oh, gee, that bad, huh? Well, listen, what do you think about the upcoming presidential election? Do you think that's going to be a close one? Yeah. And what do you think about, let's see, what are some of the other problems facing today's world? The famine, how about the wheat deal? Do you like the wheat deal that they're pulling, duck? Oh, big editorial comment on this one. This duck is smarter than you think, David. David's been saying, that stupid duck, what is that duck doing in this radio station? This duck, this duck happens to, do a lot of our broadcast it. This duck gets Ross Hunter through Swap Shop, it got Barnett through People's Choice, and it carries me through Airline. I don't know if Bill Little uses this duck or not. Does he use this duck? Maybe that's it. I don't know. Maybe he ought to use this duck. This duck is an integral part of this radio station. This duck should have an award. This duck should win the Douglas South Hall Freeman Award next year. Next year, this duck is up for it. Yes, sir. What do you think of that duck? Oh, yeah, I know you'd see it my way. 672-1000 after the news. 703 is the area code. The last airline. Following the last people's choice. Ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-da. It's a high note there, doesn't it? Ba-doo. Listen to those melodious strains. This sounds like one of those commercials, you know. Yes, you can get the Swiss Family Robinson. You can get songs made famous by the Swiss Family Robinson. Delivered to you in a truck. In a semi. Pick up on all the songs ever recorded, my friends. Ah, yes, this and more. When you get all the songs ever recorded on 15,000 LPs, you get, at no extra charge, 540 singles. That's right, 540 singles. Singles made famous by such people as Elmo Plotnick. Gunilla Plotnicksky. And others more famous than these, believe it or not. Delivered to you in a semi.
For hundreds of years, alcoholic men and women have been scolded, denounced, beaten, lashed, pilloried, dunked, jailed, and of course threatened with eternal damnation. There is no evidence that any of these treatments ever resulted in a single cure. Why not? Simply because alcoholism is not a crime. It is not a moral weakness. It is an illness that can be treated successfully. What's more, alcoholism can often be prevented before it develops if we learn to recognize the early signs of drinking problems. After all these years, there ought to be better ways to treat alcoholism than punishing the alcoholic person. And of course, there are. For information or help, write Box 2345, Rockville, Maryland.
This message is a public service by this station and the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism.
This is WJMA AM FM, Orange, Virginia. It's 77 degrees at 9 o'clock. Here's what's new. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Hurricane Blanche is packing 80-mile-an-hour winds and threatens to pass close to the coast of Nova Scotia tomorrow. The hurricane is now 275 miles southeast of Cape Cod and moving northeastward at 15 miles an hour. Blanche was classified as a hurricane earlier today as she intensified over the North Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters have warned ships in the North Atlantic sea lanes to exercise extreme caution because of the hurricane force winds and seas. President Ford met with German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt in Bonn today. They discussed how to improve economic cooperation, and sources say Ford tried to satisfy Schmidt's concern over a lag in the recovery of America, of the American economy. U.S. officials said Ford told Schmidt that the United States is well on its way to economic recovery. After his first full day of a five-nation European tour, Ford went on a dinner cruise on the Rhine River. Ford also visited an army training center in Germany and won popularity with the American troops stationed there. Ford ordered the troops who took part in the training exercises receive an extra day off. Tomorrow, President Ford will visit Poland. A Polish government spokesman said Poland will greet the outstanding statesman who is personally contributing to détente and the development of U.S.-Polish relations with high respect. 19 cars of a Southern Pacific freight train derailed today near Reno, Nevada, along the Truckee River and the Sierra foothills. A spokesman said none of the crew members aboard the train was injured, but one person sitting near the river at the time of derailment was hurt by flying debris. Two race cars crashed at a rural speedway and careened into crowded bleachers today, 20 miles southeast of Santiago, Chile. Police say six persons were killed and nine others were seriously injured. Several dozen other spectators suffered minor injuries. The race was between Argentine and Chilean drivers, and among those seriously injured was Chilean racing champion Eduardo Kovacs. You're tuned to WJMA Radio News.
Hey, Sal.
Sal Manella. What in the world are you up to?
Oh, hi, Arnie. I'm just getting in shape for us. Germ's favorite brown bag lunch season.
Yeah, construction workers, kids on a hike, leaving meat sandwiches or chicken laying around a couple hours, sun beating down.
And old Sal helping old Sal Manella to grow and contaminate lunches of those who forget the USDA meat inspector's advice about keeping food cold. You know, when I said to a sandwich last week, you might not like me, but I'll grow on you.
WJMA Radio News Time, 9-4. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Whitman Field will become the busiest airport in the world on Tuesday. The airfield is the site for the Experimental Aircraft Association's annual convention. The Federal Aviation Administration recorded about 700,000 aircraft operations during the convention last year. The show is primarily for home-built airplanes and restored antique aircraft and is expected to draw 100,000 spectators. I'm David Taylor for WJMA Radio News.
is none so kind as one you cannot see. One that opens up your mind and keeps you company.
It's 6 after 9 o'clock here on Airline. I'm Russ Roberts, and what we do here, what we have been doing is, for the last 4.5 months, is talking to you for 2.5 hours Sunday night. Our number is 672-1000, so give us a call right now, will you? This program, well, when we started it, we said, no, we're not going to play any records on this show. Why? Well, we want to give people an opportunity to talk. Now, the reason being, when people hear records, they tend to tune out. They just the records tend to be background. But we wanted to be up front, have everybody know that this program was specifically for talk. Now, we used to sign off at 5:30 on this radio station on Sundays. And we all sat around one time and said, no, what we ought to do is have something different on the air. I'm sure if you take your radio dial, be it AM or FM right now, and tune it somewhere else, you're free to do that. I mean, it's you can find music, records. That's what everybody plays, is records. But we wanted something a bit different on Sunday night. And so that's why we did this program. But, it didn't work out the way we had hoped, so we're taking it off and going to try something else again. So that's the way it is. So this is going to be the last airline show, and we'd like to talk to you. 672-1000, area code 703. It's now 7 after 9 o'clock. The weather, fair tonight and Monday, a low in the mid-60s, mostly sunny Monday, a high in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy Tuesday, a high in the mid-80s once again. Chance of rain is near zero tonight, 10% Monday, and 20% Monday night. Winds will be variable, less than 10 miles per hour tonight, mostly southwest, under 10 miles an hour Monday. Right now, 77 degrees Fahrenheit, 25 degrees Celsius. The relative humidity is 70%. Here's the latest from the ballparks now, in case you're interested in what's going on in the major league picture. Final score, California 6, Minnesota 1, Kansas City 2, Texas 1. In the first game of a doubleheader, Boston beat New York 1-0. In the second game, it was Boston 6, New York nothing, a complete wipeout. Final score, Detroit 8, Cleveland 7. And second game, Cleveland 7, Detroit 2. In the first game, a final score, Baltimore 7, Milwaukee 4. And after 6.5 innings of the second game, Milwaukee leading Baltimore 4-0. Over in the National League, San Francisco 3, Houston 1. St. Louis 9, Philadelphia 6, Los Angeles 5, Cincinnati 3, San Diego 3, Atlanta 1. In the first game of a doubleheader, Chicago 4, New York 2, New York 4, Chicago 1. That took 10 innings. Imagine that. In the second game of a doubleheader, it was Pittsburgh 5, Montreal 3. And in the first game, Pittsburgh beat Montreal again, 4-1. We do have a call now. Hello, you're on Airline.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'd like to ask you what you feel about UFOs.
Oh, UFOs. Well, I tell you, did you see the movie that came out recently?
The Outer Space Connection?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, I didn't see it either. But I think that a lot of UFOs, like everybody has said, are a big fake. Now, what do you think?
Well, I don't really know what to think about them.
What do you think of swamp gas? Do you think that's it? Or do you think they're really spacemen?
I feel that there's something out there.
Yeah, what? Where do you think they're from?
Some other star system or something.
Do you think they're, do you believe, like, Eric Von Daniken? Have you ever heard of him?
No.
He's the guy that wrote Chariots of the Gods.
Oh, yeah, I have that book.
Yeah, he says that the outer spacemen are gods, and they're the ones that helped the Egyptians build the pyramids and helped helped the Easter Island natives build those fantastic sculptings and all this kind of thing. Do you believe that?
Yeah, I felt that like there were some spacemen here that helped them build the towers and pyramids and all.
Aren't you underrating man? I mean, don't you think that man could have built those things by himself? I would go on strike, huh?